We moved here from France 4 years ago because we loved the moors and we loved the area. We love our cottage. We bought a derelict cottage and we've spent a lot of money on it. And this is our retirement place. And it's just devastating to see the way it is.
You've just been evacuated.
Yes, we've just been evacuated this morning because we're underwater. The whole cottage is underwater from the front to back. And the water is up to my thigh almost with septic, disgusting water flying everywhere. It wasn't just nice to be there. So we had to climb out of the window today. I'm sorry, I can't talk.
No. How that must have been just one of the worst things ever, because you were telling me you've never been flooded
never.
Before.
Never. I've never experienced anything like that in my life. Never. Ever, ever, ever with anything. And I've travelled the world, I've done everything, but this is just so devastating. It's horrible.
What was it like seeing the water lap up? Because you were telling me
horrible,
that...
Horrible. It actually came in front of my eyes. One minute it was 1 inch, and we thought we'd be able to manage this. We work it, we suck it out. The next minute it was just 1 foot, and now it's literally 2 or 3 feet. Easy. It's just... It came so fast. It wasn't like they were helping us to get it out. It was like they were pumping it in. In fact, that's probably what they did do, because it's surrounded. My garden is a lake. I literally have 2 white swans in my garden. This is how deep it is. It's so sad, so sad. But it is a lovely place to live. And if all gets put right by whoever is going to put it right, this will be a beautiful place to live. And this is where I want to stay. Hopefully, they'll sort it out. But it is sad. It is very sad.
And you've got a few of your belongings here.
Well, you can see when I feel like I've been evicted from my house, and I actually feel I'm actually a refugee. I actually do not own a 7-bedroom house. And this is so bad. This is really bad. And I'm waiting here for somebody to say, okay, Maria, you can come in. The house is ready. But it's lovely for people to offer to do, but it's not the same. It's not my home, and you've got to sort of make sure that it's okay. My husband is devastated, and he never cries. I've never seen my husband cry, never. And he cried his eyes out yesterday. He said, this is just unfair. Our cars are swimming on the drive. They're just like...